There are times when we're all forced to juggle multiple thoughts in our head at once. Maybe you have to pick up milk on the way home, and then you realize you also need to send an email for work, and in the end, you forget the milk, or the email, or both. NPR's Chris Benderev reports that scientists have a new theory that may explain why.
Before we get to that theory, I want you to meet someone whose livelihood depends deeply on not forgetting anything.
Hey folks, good evening. How are you? My name's Grant. I'll be taking care of you this evening.
Grant Vaught is a waiter at Birch and Barley, which is the swanky restaurant in downtown Washington, D.C. It's so swanky, in fact, that Vaught does not write down orders. He just memorizes them.
Go into the next table that just got set now.
His first order of the night?
My blueberry nightmare? Sure.
Some fancy cocktails.
The creme brulee? Full pour? Absolutely.
The trick is, Grant Vaught only has to remember the order long enough to get back to his computer.
Starting off with the My Blueberry Nightmare on seat one.
Where he can input it and then forget it.
Seat two is getting a full pour of the creme brulee.
His next table.
Good evening, folks. How are we?
They want a couple of beers, French bread, a fig and prosciutto flatbread, Brussels sprouts, macaroni, and chicken, which is easy. It's all going in the computer.
So I have the Brussels sprouts to start.
The next table wants a flight of five different beers, which Vaught repeats to himself on the way back to his computer.
So the Ondex Doppelbach Dunkel, PFM 14, and the
But then, a problem. Another customer stops him. She knows the chef from way back, and she can't remember. She's just dying to know.
If he has a dog or a cat? That's a good question. Let me find out for you.
And at this point, I think most of us would try to hold both the beer orders and the pets in our head at the same time.
So the Ondex Doppelbach dog or a cat? Dog or a cat? Smoked porter. Dog or a cat?
But that might not be such a smart move. Because according to a neuroscientist at UT Austin named Jared Lewis Peacock, you would be allowing your two memories to compete. Which can be bad, because
when these memories are tightly competing for our attention, the brain steps in and actually modifies those memories.
The winner of the competition becomes stronger, and the loser, it turns out, can be forgotten. So there's like a battle going on in people's brains in a way?
Always.
Jared Lewis Peacock and others have found this in numerous studies. A recent one in the journal Nature Communications describes an experiment where Jared Lewis Peacock made two memories compete in participants' heads. It wasn't memories of beers or pets, just memories of faces and landscapes. He did this over and over, and almost every time, he asked people to recall only the landscapes that they'd memorized. So that's all they expected.
But occasionally, I'm going to sort of trick you and say, aha, no, on this trial, I'm actually going to test your memory for the face item.
Which is sort of like being asked out of nowhere.
If he has a dog or a cat? That's a good question.
The research team used brain scanners to verify that both memories were active at the same time, to verify that they were competing. And when they were, one memory did grow weaker. So what does this all mean for your own hectic day? You can still think about multiple things, but maybe, Jared Lewis Peacock says, you should try to avoid thinking about all of them at the same time.
When you're done thinking about something, you totally pack it away. Don't let it sit in the back of your head. Because if you do, you might thrust it accidentally into competition with what you're moving on to think about.
Which brings us back to our waiter, Grant Vaught. He went straight to the kitchen to find the chef and ask him about his pets.
Your friend wants to know if you have a dog or a cat. I don't know why.
Turns out he has neither. But what about that order for a flight of five esoteric craft beers?
All right, a little flight here for us.
Delivered perfectly, of course. Now, if you ask him, and I did later, Grant Vaught isn't exactly sure how he remembered the pets question and the beer, or how he remembers most everything that's thrown at him every night. But it could be that he deals with all the orders, all the interruptions, and all the favors asked, one at a time. Chris Benderev, NPR News.